Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We begin with a U.S. senator who wants to stand right in the way of a merger that may be unstoppable. Comcast and Time Warner Cable are national media competitors. Now, if they combined, the new company would have 30% of the cable market, at least 40% of the broadband market, virtually sole provider of those services in 19 of the 20th biggest cable markets. Also, NBC Universal, it owns a major Spanish language channel, as well as movies and television shows and sports programming, all if Time Warner and Comcast combined. Comcast said last month that it was willing to divest nearly 4 million subscribers to win approval for this deal. It would still leave it with 29 million subscribers if the deal goes through. Senator Al Franken of Minnesota thinks this deal is bad for America, and he sat down to speak with Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Hi, Todd.
Hi, John.
So what has the Democratic Minnesota senator and former NBC Saturday Night Live employee gotten so mad about?
Well, John, the Comcast Time Warner acquisition is really complicated and convoluted for a lot of reasons. But to Al Franken, it's pretty simple. It boils down to one concept: consolidation. Too much power in one place, in both TV and, almost more importantly, on the internet. You know, who controls access to the internet is a huge part of this. In the end, Comcast acquiring Time Warner, which you described in pretty good detail there, it's really about the cable, the physical cable that goes in your house. And sure, that's about TV and rates and how much you pay and which networks, which golf channels and basketball channels can get on your TV. It's about that, but it's also about that cable itself. And that means internet, that means fairness on the internet, that means the speed of the internet, and that means the future of net neutrality.
Well, this is the biggest cable TV company buying the second biggest cable TV company. It is the biggest broadband internet provider buying the third largest broadband internet provider. They will control about 40% of internet broadband. And you saw already that Netflix, for example, ended up paying to have kind of a fast lane with them, and that gets very close to net neutrality issues, which is that all content is supposed to be treated the same on the internet. That's the way the internet has been since the beginning. That's the architecture of it. And because all content has traveled at the same speed, it's allowed all this innovation that we've had over the internet for all these years. And there are those of us who are very worried that if you start letting corporations that can afford it to have a faster lane than others, then you will stifle innovation from small players, the kinds of things that created YouTube and all the different innovation that we've had. This is too much power, so I'm against it.
Now, Comcast is on the record saying that cost savings from the combined companies would be passed along to consumers, that prices won't go up, that this deal has that buzzword synergy because Comcast and Time Warner, although they are competitors, don't typically compete in the same markets head-to-head. What's the senator say about that?
Yeah, and Comcast has also said, look, if it'll make you more comfortable, Justice Department, we'll shed 4 or 5 million customers so that there's no overlap. Look, I asked Al Franken that exact question, John, and he said that, in fact, in their conference calls with investors and shareholders, Comcast suggests exactly the opposite, that it may raise rates and that they're going to capitalize on it. Listen.
They have said they would leverage their size to make more money. They said this on telephone calls to their investors, which the SEC is supposed to record and put out. And so the big Wall Street banks that are their investors are on the phone with them after they announce this. And Comcast said, yes, we are going to leverage this. This is what they said to their investors. They don't say that to the committee or in public, although I did raise that with David Cohen.
But does "we are going to leverage this," they say, doesn't necessarily transmit to higher television watching cable fees for the consumer? We don't compete with Time Warner Cable. They're in this section, we're in this section. It's not monopolistic, and it doesn't mean we're going to raise prices.
First of all, they don't compete, so that means there were basically monopolies in all these different markets, essentially. And so now you're just having one bigger monopoly. That's not good. Cable TV bills have gone up about twice inflation since the 90s. And that's as we've had more consolidation in the space. Comcast will say, well, we got all this competition from satellite TV. Well, you have that in terms of cable does to satellite, but they're broadband providers, and people need broadband or they need high-speed internet. And so the satellite TV companies don't provide that. This is a dangerous point in which there is going to be too much size, too much power, too much leverage. When they said they were going to leverage this, yes, it meant they're going to make as much money as they can. They're saying to their investors, we're going to make as much money as we can out of this. And that means selling bundled stuff. They actually said they're going to have their phone salespeople push more bundles. This is anti-competitive.
So I can't imagine that Senator Al Franken is thrilled with the proposed DirecTV acquisition by AT&T we learned about this week for about $50 billion.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That AT&T and DirecTV acquisition is even bigger than this Comcast deal, which is an estimated $45 billion. So there are a lot of people waiting in the wings, in the government and in business, waiting to see what happens with Comcast and Time Warner Cable. And you're darn right, it's a concern to Franken overall. Listen.
This concentration, it's not good for freedom of speech. It's not good for civil dialogue to have only a few companies with kind of aligned interests to own all of this stuff.
And you got right to a point that I want to get to, which is that corporate ownership of news media is nothing new in this country, of course. Whether or not there's big corporate ownership of a reality show or a comedy show might be of less concern to people than the information that's truly valuable to them in a democracy.
This is why net neutrality is so important, because net neutrality, again, treats all content neutrally and allows it to flow at the same speed. You can see at the same speed. So that has a democratizing effect, which is that the smallest blog travels at the same speed as the New York Times, as Fox News. That's why this idea of a pay-to-play fast lane is very, very dangerous, because it means that corporate interests with deep pockets will be able to get their information faster. And the FCC has said itself, if you allow that, there's every reason, incentive for these internet service providers to either degrade or not increase the effectiveness of the slow lane for the rest of us. And so, again, we have had net neutrality in place from the very beginning. The innovation hasn't just occurred during a regime of net neutrality. It's occurred because of net neutrality.
We invited Comcast to respond to Senator Franken. We haven't heard back, but we're happy to provide that opportunity for Comcast. Todd, besides holding hearings, what can Senator Al Franken do about any of this?
Well, John, Congress could pass new rules about antitrust or new rules for the FCC. They're not going to do that. There have been attempts to pass new rules on net neutrality, and those have failed. So Al Franken says that his role here is really to drum up public support and public attention, not only for the FCC and their new rules about a fast lane on the internet, proposed new rules, but maybe more importantly now at the Justice Department. The Justice Department has to rule on this Comcast-Time Warner Cable merger. They'll have to rule on the AT&T acquisition if that happens. So that's really where the pressure is. You know, John, times have changed a lot since Al Franken was at NBC himself. You know, when he started there, RCA owned it, and then it was GE. And he said back then, we were working for people who made toasters and microwaves. How times have changed.
Senator Al Franken talking with our own Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
You got it, John.
This is The Takeaway.